School lunch. It's no longer the land of rectangle pizza slices and mystery meat. No, not these days. Martha Dalton reports from the School Nutrition Association conference here in Atlanta, where more than 900 vendors are showing the latest in school food trends.
It's real easy to use and will help you with your salad bars.
From vegetable slicers to gluten-free and vegetarian food options, there's a lot to choose from here. And choice is what students want these days, says School Nutrition Association Vice President Gay Anderson.
They're used to what's happening in those kiosks in the malls or the restaurants. And so literally, whatever is happening in that kind of culture, we try to bring it back to our school nutrition culture.
Take the Carrollton City Schools. Lynette Dodson is the nutrition director there. Every month, she meets with the high school student council to get feedback.
For instance, we started a brunch bar because they told us that they wanted to see breakfast at lunch. It really makes a difference when the students are part of the process and they feel like they're empowered and they're more vested.
Some schools have struggled to meet stricter nutrition requirements rolled out under the Obama administration. U.S. Agriculture Secretary and former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue addressed that issue at the conference in Atlanta Wednesday.
You need to have the flexibility to fit your meals to the needs of the children that you serve. While the intent of the original rules in the program were good, the reality was somewhat different.
Perdue said the USDA is reviewing the current guidelines to see if they need changes. Martha Dalton, WABE News.